to Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph, the Gemara. Askirin Gvuros Geshamim, my timer. Why do you mention Gvuros Geshamim in Trias HaMeisim? Om Rav Yosef Mitosha Shkula to Trias HaMeisim. Because it's equal to Trias HaMeisim, the Gemara in Tainis brings down Psukim that compare Gvuros Geshamim to Trias HaMeisim. It's also like Trias HaMeisim in the fact that it revives the seed that mamish like a person dies, he decays of the ground and then sprouts up again. The same thing as rain. L'ficha kavua b'tchias ha-meisim. V'she'ela b'birkas ha-shonim ha-taima. Omer Rav Yosef Mitoshi parnosa. L'ficha kavua b'birkas parnosa. Since asking for rain is to have grain and food, that's parnosa. So it was put in the bracha of parnosa. Havdalah b'chonin hadas, my time. Why is Havdalah in chonin hadas? Rav Yosef Mitoshi chachma kavua birkas chachma. In order to have Havdalah, in main das, Havdalah menayin. In order to have Havdalah, you need chachma. So therefore, it was put in the brach of chachma. For Avonin Amri Mitoshi chol l'ficha kavua birkas chol, because this is the thing that makes the week chol, and before it's chol, you can't ask for anything. So it was put right away in the first brach of chol that you shouldn't ask for anything before you say Havdalah. The shaila is what exactly the nusach of Havdalah is. It's in Atachone. But Marsha says since it's chol means that this is the first bracha you say before you ask for things during the week, that you want the bracha of Shabbos to be chal on all the days of the week. So, and the reason you put it in the first bracha is because das, chachma, is everything. A person has chachma, then he has everything else. He doesn't have chachma, he doesn't have anything. So chachma is kolel all the other brachas, so you want the bracha of Shabbos to be chal on everything you're going to do during the week, so you mention Havdalah in Chonin HaDoas. There's a machlokas, a three-way machlokas, how exactly your masker Havdalah in Chonin HaDoas. The Orchus Chaim says you start Atachone, and in the middle you say Vatavdil, but you don't say Atachon Antanu, you just say Atachone, and you include the Havdalah in Atachone. The Beis Yosef says that you don't start Atachone. Motzei Shabbos, you start Atachon Antanu and say a different Nusach, and that includes Havdalah. You don't say both Atachonein and Atachon Antanu. Atachon Antanu takes the place of Atachonein when you say Havdalah. And the Orchus Chaim says you can't do that because you're Mishaneh and Mishanah Mimadbeah Shetavu Chachamim. You're changing the Nusach of the Bracha from the way the Chachamim made it. And the Beis Yosef says, no, that's the Nusach. The Nusach is on Motzei Shabbos, that's the Nusach, and the Nusach during the week is a different Nusach. And the Bach says, like we do, you say both of them. You start Atachonein, and in the middle you start Atachon Antonim. And he explains the reason is, Atachonein Lodim Das goes on all human beings, even Goy. But when we're saying Havdalah, there's a special Das that Klal Yisrael had to be able to be Mablim in Kodesh Lechol. So when you say Havdalah, you mention the other Atachon Antanu too. We have a special das of Havdalah. And the Gros says that the way we say it bridges the two ideas why we say Havdalah in Chonin HaDas. First of all, we start Atachonin Lodam Das, that it should be in the Brach of Chochma. Then we say Havdalah. And we say Havdalah before we start Atachon Antanu, in order that, what's it called, I mean, you say Atoch Antonu, we say Batavda, before we say V'choneinu Me'itcha, which is the first Bakasha. First thing we ask for is Das. Before you ask for anything, you have to say Havdalah. So we say Havdalah after we said Atochonein, which is the idea of saying it in the Birchas HaChochma, and we say it before we say V'choneinu, before we ask for anything. So it's Makai in both things. Okay, let's go on. Omer of Ami, Gedola Deya Shenitna B'tchilas Bracha Shel Chol. Deya is a very important thing. Deya, the Marsha says, is Ruach HaKodesh, is the ultimate of knowledge. Knowing the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and through knowing the Rabbanu Shel Olam, knowing everything in the world, that's called Ruach HaKodesh. So Deya is a tremendously important thing, because it's the first thing mentioned in the brachas of chol, meaning that before you ask for anything, this is what you ask for. First thing you ask for. The Amar of Ami Gedola Deya Shenitna Ben Shtei Osios. Deya was put between two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they're called Osios because they're not like regular words, the Marsha says. Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are combinations of different letters that every letter is significant to itself. So therefore the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam is not called a word, it's called letters. Because the letters themselves are significant. Shenemar Ki Kael Deos Hashem. So there's a Kael before the word Deos and Hashem afterwards. And the Marsha here again points out that the idea is that Deya is like the creation of the world was also created with different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the names were a combination of Rachamim and Din, right? The Ribbono Shel Olam created the world with Din, and then he added Rachamim, right? The Yom Asos Hashem Elokim, Din and Rachamim are part of the beginning of the creation of the world. So therefore, the Deya, which is Ruach HaKodesh, is the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world with his names, and having Deya and appreciating how the world was created, and that's what it says that Bezalel, who was knew how to make the Mishkan, because he knew how to make the world. How did he know it? By knowing the different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he had that Ruach HaKodesh. So that's the Das that is put between these two names of Hashem. Kael is Din, and Hashem is Rachamim. The Chol Mi She'ein Bo Deya, also the Rachim Alav. Somebody who doesn't have Deya, you're not allowed to have Rachmanis on him. Shenemar Ki Lo Am Binosu, Alkein lo yirachamenu osehu. Now what that means, a person doesn't have deya, you can't have rachmanis on him, there are a few different ideas. One idea I thought could be is that you can't have rachmanis on him and what he doesn't have deya. Somebody who's stupid and wants to do crazy things for himself or others, don't have rachmanis on him and accommodate him. Right? Other rabbi, tell him what he's doing wrong. Right? Just because he doesn't have deya doesn't mean you should accommodate his shtus. So, osu barachim olav. But it means that you should do what's good for him. Okay. Another pshat, they say, Misha ein bodeya osul rachimola, that it's not a rachmanis. You can't say a person of deya nevach, he's missing something, it's a rachmanis on him. It's not a rachmanis. You can do something about it. Right? You may not have a high IQ, but deya is being taking the knowledge that you have and integrating it and understanding how to use it. That anybody can do. That's bechiru. Right, so don't say it's Rachmanis, the guy's stupid. Now, he may be a Rachmanis, he doesn't have a high IQ. But if he acts foolishly, that's not a Rachmanis. Also the Rachim alone. I don't have Rachmanis on him, it's not a Rachmanis. It's something he can control. Another pshat, what's it called, is that a person doesn't have Deya, so the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have Rachmanis on him. So it doesn't. You can't have Rachmanis. Because Mahu Afata, the reason we have Rachmanis on people is because we have to follow the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have Rachmanis, because Deya itself is Rachamim. Giving a person Deya is giving him Rachamim. And if the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't give a person Deya, that means he doesn't have Rachmanis on him. So if God doesn't have Rachmanis, then you're not allowed to have Rachmanis either. That the Tzlach says. And another pshat they say is that a person doesn't have Rachmanis on himself. He doesn't have Deya. So he doesn't have Rachmanis on himself, then you can't have Rachmanis on him either. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zatzal, said that osur is not milashin iser, that is prohibited. Osur can also mean to tie something together. A person who doesn't have deya, osur l'rachim alav. You have to go extra to have more rachmanis on him. Tie yourself onto him with rachmanis. Okay. Right. Let's go on. Omer Reb Elazar, Gadol Mikdash, Shenitin Bein Beis Osios. The Mikdash is also great, also put between two names of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the way the Marsha said, the Mikdash is also a result of Deya. Because Deya is the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they created the world. And when they made the Mikdash and the Mishkan, they also used those same shemos of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So just as great as Deya is, that's how great Mikdash is. Shenemar, Po'alto Hashem, Mikdash Hashem. Two names of the Ribbono Shel Olam on each side of the Mikdash. V'om Reb Elazar, kol adam sheyesh bo deya, kilu nivna beis hamikdash b'yoma. Put the two things together. And a person who has deya, and he knows how to, what's it called, b'machaber, those shameless of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's like the beis hamikdash was built in his time. Deya nitna ben shtey osios, Mikdash nitna ben shtey osios. Because they're similar. Okay, maskif la, the tzlach has a different pshat over here. He says, gedola deya means that deya needs a tremendous amount of rachamim. In order to have deya, you have to have a tremendous amount of siyata d'shmaya. Same thing with the mikdash. So it was put between two names of the Ravonim Shalom to show how much siyata d'shmaya you need. How much help you need in these things. That's the gedola. Maskif la rav achar karchinoa. Elamiata gedola nekama shenitna ben shnei osios. We find that nekama, revenge, is also put between two names of the Ravonim Shalom. Shenemar keil nekama sasha. So is that also true? Nekama is also such a great thing? Or you need such siyata d'shmaya to get nekama? Is nekama such a positive thing, taking revenge? Amar le'in, the milsa mi'a gedola, when revenge is proper. Right, to take revenge against Rishoyim, the Ravon Shalom will eventually take revenge against Rishoyim, that also brings out the purpose of the world. So just as much as the Mikdash and Deya bring out the purpose of the world, so does Nekama. Behind the Amar Ula, Shtei Nekamos Halolu Lama, why does it say Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos Sophia? The first one is between two names of God. The second one isn't. Why two Nekamas? Achas L'tovo V'achas L'ra, one's for the good, one's for the bad. L'tova d'chsiv hofia mihar poran, right, the Ribbono Shel Olam appeared from Har Poran, and he offered the Torah to the guy, and when they didn't take it, he took Nekama on them, Rashi says, and he took away, what's it called, he was mafter their mamon. L'ra d'chsiv, kel nekamos Hashem, kel nekamos hofia. Right, this one is also, what's it called, there's, Nekama has two aspects to it. It's taking revenge, the negative on the Rasha, and it's the positive for the tzaddik. The tzaddik benefits from the revenge taken on the Russian. So there's good in the Kama and there's bad in the Kama. Rashi learns that it's talking about Matan Torah, little Rashi. Mitoshi Chochma, Hachochm Yodea Lahavdul Ben Kodesh Lechol, Ben Tomei Letorah. You need Chochma to be able to make Havdalah. Ben Shtei Osios, Ben Shtei Haskoros, between two names of God. Ben Milsa Mia Gedolahi, Ben Mokom Shetzrich, and the Kama, Dover Godalu. Where you need revenge, to take revenge on Rishayim, it's a good thing. Shtei Nekamos Halolu Lama, Achas L'Ra, Linokim Min Ha'akum, Shlo Kiblu Es HaTorah. One is for the bad, to take Nekama, it's a negative, taking Nekama on the Goyim who didn't accept the Torah. The Achas L'Tovin, one is the benefit of the Nekama, Kitachirachrin Vavakama, Miparin Hofiyah, the Hifkir Mamon in Israel. There's a benefit, the Nekama that the Ravonim Shalom took on the Goyim for not accepting the Torah, is that he was mafker their mamon l'Yisrael. Shor shal Yisrael shenaga shor shal akum pater. That if we damage a goy, we're pater from pain. Because they didn't accept the Torah. So for them it was negative nekama. For us it's positive. Hofia gila the hifker kishlo kiblu sa Torah. God appeared and was mafker their mamon when they didn't accept the Torah. And the slach, I think, says of Marshoa, that it's going on the nekama the Ravonim Shalom take on the goyim lasid lava. For them, it'll be destruction, and for us, it'll be making the world a better place to live in. So the one is for the good, one's for the bad. Okay, let's go on. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Omra Bracha Raviz. Rabbi Akiva says, now you say a separate bracha. You don't include it in Nata Chone, but the fourth bracha, the first bracha you say, Motzoi Shabbos, is what's it called, is not Ata Chone, but it's Havdalah. Probably start Ata Hivdalt or something like that. Omer le Rav Shaman bar Abba Rav Yochanan, Michti, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, Tiknu Lav Yisrael, Brachos Utfilos, Kedushos V'Havdolos. Right, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah already instituted all of our Tfilos, all of the Brachos, all the Kedushas, all the Havdolos. They instituted all of these things. Netzei Heichan Tikkun. What's the Machlokas of? Hakem Machlokas Tanoim, generations after the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, right, about where Havdolah is, and see what they did. What it's something you do every day, every week, every week, right? You say Havdalah. So how could they have forgotten it? What went on over here? Amar Leih b'tchila kavua b'tfila. He said no. Over here there was a few different stages of how they made Havdalah, and therefore it became confused how exactly it's supposed to be done. In the beginning, they were misakin it in tefillah. And here even the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah originally didn't make the whole nusach. All they did was say that you have to include certain things. And then they left it up to people to make their own nusach. Later on, Chazal were kovei a specific nusach in these things. So in any case, first they said you should say Havdalah in tefillah. Okay? And there was a place in Tefillah where it was supposed to be said. It's Machlokas in the Mishnah, what exactly that was. Was it in Hodor? Was it in a bracha by itself? Or you included in Atachonin? Heashiru kavu lakos. When they got rich, they took it out of Tefillah, and they said, now say it alakos. Okay? Say it, what's it called, out of Tefillah, on a cup of wine. Hey, Anu, Chazur v'kavu v'tefillah. They got poor again. They couldn't afford the wine, right? Every Motzei Shabbos, they have more wine for Havdalah. So they took it out of saying it alakos and put it back into Tefillah, right? The Heim Amru, Hamavdu v'tefillah, Tzor Shav lakos. And then they said, the person who, what's it called, is Mavdu v'tefillah, also after Mavlakos. Then when they got more money, they didn't take it out of Tefillah again. They left it in the Tefillah and included, you have to say, also Havdalah Lakos after Tefillah. So then it became both together. So since they went through all of these different stages, and there was times when people didn't say it in Tefillah, they only said it later, so it was forgotten exactly where in Tefillah it was. At some point in all of these changes, people forgot where exactly to put it in the Tefillah, and it became different opinions. And Manela, what's it called? The Tanoim had to be Koveya, where exactly it should be. Itmar Nami, Omra B'chia Baraba, Omra B'yochanan, Anshik Nesak Dola, Tiknu Lohem Yisrael, Brochos, Utfilos, Kedushos, Vahavdolos, Betchila Kavua, Betfila. In the beginning, there were Koveya, Havdola in Tfila, Heashiru Kavua Lakos, right? When they got richer, they said, took it out of Tfila and put it after davening on a cup of wine, Chazru Vehenu Kavua, Betfila. In the end, they said, do it both times. Itmar Nami, Rav of Rav Yosef, Damri Tarvayu, Hamavdu B'tfilah, Tzor Shiavdu Lakos. Even if you already said Havdalah in Shmona Esrei, you have to say Havdalah again, Alakos. You're not Yosef just in Tfilah, just like Kiddush. Kiddush, we say, what's it called, basically by Yechulu, and we mention Shabbos in Davini, and then we say Kiddush again afterwards. You have to do both. Okay, Rashi. Kavua heshiru litnos yayin. They got rich enough to buy wine. Kavua lakos. Va'oznish takach takhanas Ezra. Then Ezra, and Anshek Nesagdola, once they took it out of Tefillah, and they put it dafgal hakos, it was forgotten, right, what with the takhan of Ezra. They didn't ever said the Havdalah anymore in Tefillah. They only said it alakos. Later on, when they got poor again, kavua b'tfila. Then they put it back into the tefila. And then there was a question, since they hadn't been saying it in tefila for a long time, the gzera, exactly, takana was forgotten. And then there was a machlokas, where to put it back in the tefila. When they came from Golas, right, by Ezra's time, they were very poor. So it took time to build up. Kedushos kedushayom. We didn't get it yet. Okay. Now, Havdalah, in general, right, is a machlokas rishonim, whether Havdalah is from the Torah or not. Kiddush is for sure from the Torah. Kiddush, the mitzvah of the Torah, right? Zochras Yom HaShabbos is mitzvah of Kiddush. The question is Havdalah min HaTorah or not? So, the Rambam holds that Havdalah is min HaTorah. Zochreyu b'knisoso, and Zochreyu b'tziyoso. And in fact, they learn it from the fact that it says Zohar twice. It says Zohar Shem HaShavas, and the second Lucha says Zohar Taki Eved HaYisa. So the first Zohar is on remembering Shabbos when it comes in, and the second Zohar is remembering Shabbos when it goes out, and it's a mitzvah min HaTorah to say Havdalah. Okay, and the Chinuch also holds like that. The Nusach is not min HaTorah. That's some, just like Kiddush. The Nusach of Kiddush is not min HaTorah, just you have to somehow remember Shabbos. In fact, Rabbi Kivager said just by saying good Shabbos, you mention it in any way, right? Others hold that you need at least to mention also Yitzias Mitzrayim together with it to be Yotzeh. In any case, so the same thing with Havdalah. As long as you mention something, good vach, probably according to the behavior, Yotzeh Havdalah, right? Or anything similar to that. And surely Al Hakos is not Menat Torah. That's only a Takon of the Rabban, and that seems over here too. Originally they didn't say Havdalah Al Hakos. They only said Havdalah and Shmoneh Esrei. Okay? Then later, they're misakin to say it al hakos. Okay. On Kiddush, there is an opinion that says that Kiddush al hakos is also minatari. You have to do it al hayayin. But by Havdalah, our Gemara seems to say clearly that al hakos was only a takana de rabbana. However, there is an opinion that says, or clonimus, that Havdalah al hayayin is minatari. Our Gemara, there's Yerushalmi that has a machlokas taka, what's it called, if the ikur is alakol, so the ikur is betfila. So according to that, Yerushalmi could be that that havdola alakol is min haTorah. Rabbeinu Tan has a third shita. He holds that havdola bechlal is the Rabbanan. The whole Indian of havdola is only the Rabbanan. It's not min haTorah. The Rabbanan were Masak and havdola, and we don't learn from Zochras Yom HaShabbos Zechira b'knisaso u'b'yitziyaso. It's only nasmachta. The ikar is b'knisaso. One of the differences is are women chayv in havdola? If it's part of Shabbos, then just like Kiddush, whoever's chayiv in the malachas of Shabbos is chayiv in what's it called in Kiddush, and Melin Havdalah too. But if it's only a takana d'rabbanan stam, right, then it has nothing to do with the halachas of Shabbos per se, then it could be a woman's potter from Havdalah. That's why la halacha is better that a woman doesn't make Havdalah for herself. She hears it from a man who's anyway making Havdalah, and it's not a good idea for a man who already be Yotzi Havdalah just to make Havdalah for a woman. But the Di'evit, Lamaisa, a woman makes Havdalah, and you can be Motzi, a woman also. Okay, let's go on. Omar Rava. The side says Omar Rava. Umosvina Nashmaisin. Right? Rava said the following, and we're going to, what's it called, ask from our sugya on this. Tovalo hiskir gvuros kishom b'tkir samesim. Person didn't say Mashiv HaRuach, or he didn't say the same Talu Matar, then he has to say Shemon Esrei again. Havdalah v'chonin adas ein machzir nosav. And they shiochol omer alakos. But if he didn't say Havdalah in chonin hadas, he said Shemon Esrei and he forgot to say Havdalah, then he doesn't say Shemon Esrei again because he could say it al hakos. Mashma, he doesn't have to say it al hakos. Normally, you didn't have to say it both in Shemona Esrei and Al HaKos, either one. But if you forgot it in Shemona Esrei, then don't say Shemona Esrei again, because you can still make it up by saying it Al HaKos. So that contradicts what we said. We said in the end, the takana was to say Havdalah both in Shemona Esrei and Al HaKos, both of them. And here it's mashma that you could say it Al HaKos, but you don't have to. Okay, so it's mashma that if you said it in Shemona Esrei, you wouldn't have to say it Al HaKos. But since you didn't say it in Shemona Esrei, instead of saying Shemona Esrei again, say it al hakos. But what we just said is you have to say it anyway al hakos. Rashi, they sheyocho mashma im yirtze shelolazul ispalu. If you don't want to daven again, then say havdol al hakos. Ha im omra betfila. But if you did say it in Shemona Esrei, ain't sorich lomra. Then you don't have to say it al hakos. And we just said you have to. So it says, "Lo tema b'nei sheyochel omer alakos, ela ema b'nei sheomer alakos." You should read differently. You shouldn't read because he could say it alakos. But since you're going to say it alakos anyway, don't say Shemona Esrei again. So it's not a contradiction to our sugya. You just have to read a little bit differently. Itmar nami, omer ben yamin bar yethes, shol Rabbi Yosi es Rabbi Yochanan b'tzibah, ba'amri lo Rabbi Shimon ben Yaakov de Mitzur es Rabbi Yochanan. The Anosh Shamois Hamavdu B'Tfilah Tzor Shi Abdul Alakos. Oh, look. So he said, what's it called? Rabbi Yom Ben Yefes asked Rabbi Yossi. He said, what's it called? Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbi Yochanan B'Tzidah. And some say, Rabbi Shim Ben Yaakov Minsur asked Rabbi Yochanan, right? That Rabbi Shim Ben Yaakov the Minsur asked Rabbi Yochanan, and I was listening. And the Eshkoshayla was, Hamavdu B'Tfilah Tzor Shi Abdul Alakos. Oh, look. The person said Havdalah in Shemona Esrei. Does he have to say Havdalah again alakos or not? V'omar leit tzorah she'avdol alakos. The halacha was that you have to. You have to do both. Okay. V'anor shamois ani shamati. I was listening. I heard. Okay. Iboyelu. Now the Gemara is a shayla. Hamavdil alakos. Mao she'avdol b'tfila. If you didn't daven yet, and you already, what's it called, said Havdalah alakos. Now, when you daven, you have to say Havdalah in Tefillah also. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, kal v'chomer mitfilah. Umat Tefillah the ikur takantohi. The original takana was to say Havdalah in Shemona Esrei. So, if you said Havdalah in Shemona Esrei, you'll say the ikur takana. Still, they said you have to say it alakos. Okay? Even though you did the ikur, you still have to do the tefillah. The Havdalah alakos is not the main thing. The main thing was in Tefillah. They only added later alakos. Right? So if you already said it in Tefillah, you still have to say it alakos. Right? Sorashi Ab Umatvila de Ikritakantehi. Amri Hamabdu Bitzvila Sorashavla Kos. Hamabdala Kos Alav Ikritakantehi Lokoshken. So what's the Shaila? If you're ready Mamabdala Lakos, whether you have to say it in Tvila, you're only doing the secondary thing. Surely you have to do the main thing. If you, when you did the main thing, you still have to do the secondary thing. If you only did the secondary thing, surely you still have to do the main thing. So if you said Havdalah and you haven't yet daven, you have to say Havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei also. Toni Rav Acha Riko Kanei de Rav Chinino, Hamavdo B'Tfila Meshubach Yosir Mishi Avdol Alakos. Right? A person who's Mavdo B'Tfila is better than being Mavdo Alakos, because the Ikur Takana was in the Tfila. In Hivdil Bezu Bezu, Yonuchol Obrochos Al Rosho. Right, and if he said Havdol in both of them, then he should get Brachos al Rosho. And Yanuchu, Brachos al Rosho, Marsha says, why is Yanuchu? Yanuchu means the Brachos of Menucha Shabbos will come on his head and go with him the whole week. Since he's Mechabed Shabbos so much, to make Havdolah twice, once al Akos and once in Tfilah, so he deserves to have the Brachos of Shabbos continue on for him during the week. So, the Gemara says, "Hagufa kasha." The whole thing is difficult. Amarta hamavdu b'tfila meshubach yosir mishiavdu lakos. Alma tfila l'chu desogi. You just said that if you have a choice, better to be mavdu in tfila, that's better than being mavdu lakos. Mashmi, have a choice. Then you could do one or the other, and the better one is doing it in tfila, right? V'hadar tani imhivdu v'zu v'zu yenuchu lo brachos arosha. Then you tell me you should do both. But if you did both, either of them, the kiva the nafik lay bechada. But if the halacha is that you could be yosei with one, not either one, then how in the world can you do the other one? If you're already yosei with the first one, right? Behavye bracha shein etzricha. The next one is a bracha. You're making a bracha you don't need. In other words, one of shach. If you have to do both, okay, you have to do both. So it's not a bracha shein etzricha. The rabbanu masakin two things. You have to say Abdullah in Shmoneh Esrei. And you have to say Havdol al Akos. But if the Rabbanan didn't say that, they said, do either one. And you already did the one in Tefillah. Then you don't have to do the one al Akos. Then you're not allowed to do it. How can you make a bracha? How can you make a bracha? You're not allowed to make. But you don't have to make. Making brachas you don't have to make is an issue. The Omar Rav, the Isayim Reish Lakish, the Amri Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, the Amri Tarvayu, and some may say that Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish said in the together, call him the varet bracha shein etzricha over mishum losisa. A person makes a bracha shein etzricha is over mishum losisa. Shem Hashem Elokecha L'Hashav. You're taking God's name in vain by making a bracha that you don't have to make. So Morris says emahachi. You know what it means? Like this: in hivdil v'zu, the low hivdil v'zu, yanuchu lo brachos arosha. If you made havdalah in one and not in the other, in order to avoid a bracha shein etzricha, then yanuchu brachos arosha. But the ma'aser. The halacha is not like that. The halacha is that we have to make Havdalah on both. But according to this, right, so it was at least maybe in the time when they didn't make the takana yet to say both, then you're only allowed to make it in one. The main one was Tefillah, and if you did it in Tefillah, you surely weren't allowed to do it al Akos again. Okay, we didn't get a yet Kos of the Rosh. Okay, there's a few things here first. First of all, okay, bracha shein etzricha, let's speak about that for a second. Bracha shein etzricha, from the Gemara is mashma, that you're over nisa deraisa, if you say a bracha shein etzricha. And that's taka how the Rambam holds, and the Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the Rabbeinu Manoah, that if you say a bracha shein etzricha, you're over nisa deraisa, v'sisa shem ha-shem al-kech l'ashah. Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rosh, the Chinuch, all say that bracha shein etzricha is only the Rabbanim. Because means you mention God's name for no purpose. But here, even though you made the bracha for no purpose, but God's name isn't for no purpose because you said a bracha. You said a bracha. You blessed God's name. So you didn't mention God's name for no purpose. You just made the bracha for no purpose. So that's not called min ha-Torah lo sisa Hashem Hashem elokecha l'ashav. But mitrabanan, the Rabbanan said that even if you said it in the context of a bracha and that bracha wasn't needed, that's awesome. So it's machlokus whether haskorah shem bracha shein etzricha is the rabbanon deraisa. So the reverse says even if it's the rabbanon, they were machmer with it as if it was min haTorah because it's an asmachta. Okay, because there is a we're masmichin on a pasuk. So even if it's Rabbanon, we deal with it as if it would be Deoraisa. What's an afkamina? First of all, if a woman is allowed to make a bracha when she doesn't have to, and a mitzvah says she has magrama. Okay, a woman takes lulav. Can she make a bracha or not? So, Pasha, she doesn't have to make a bracha because she doesn't have to do the mitzvah. But she wants to make a bracha. So if she has bracha shena tzrichas drabanan, then if she wants to make the bracha, lechor, she can make the bracha. But if it's deraisa, then how could she make a bracha when she doesn't have to? Another nafkamina is, if you have a suffix, whether you made a bracha or not, can you say the bracha again, right, or not? If it's a shayla, if you say it again, you're over in Issa deraisa, for sure you can't say it again. If the shayla is only Issa drabanan, here's a mitzvah drabanan, so they cancel each other out. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says that you don't make a bracha misafik, right, because lemaisa, they treated it as if it would be an Issa deraisa, even though it's not, it's only drabanan. And the Pnei Yoshua holds not like that. He holds you could make a bracha again, misafik. You don't have to, but if you want to, you're allowed to make a bracha again, misafik. Okay. What? A woman that's machlokes, svardim and ashkenazim. Mechabern and the Rambam hold that a woman can't make a bracha. But that's for a different reason. That's because it says vitzivano. She's not even allowed to do it willingly. And we hold that a woman does make a bracha, ashkenazim. I'm associated with my grandma. Okay, let's go on. Bo minei rav chizda mi rav sheshes. To bezu bezu mahu. That's the halacha if you made a mistake in both of them. Both of them, we'll see what it means. Amar lei, to bezu bezu, choza the rosh. If you made a mistake in both of them, right, then you have to go back. Both of them meaning pashtis. Both in, you didn't say Abdullah lakos or in Shmon Esrei. Then you have to go back and say Shmon Esrei again. We said before that if you forgot Havdalah in Shmon Esrei, you don't, what's it called, you don't say Shmon Esrei again because you can make Havdalah ala kos. But if for some reason you also forgot ala kos, then you have to say Shmon Esrei again. That's, we'll see, we'll say it's not exactly like that. Omer le Ravina le Rava, Hilcha Samaiwa Salacha, Omer le Ki Kiddush, just like Kiddush. Ma Kiddush, Afagav, the Mekadish Bitzlusa, Mekadish Akasa, just like Kiddush, even though we say Kiddush in Shmon Esrei. You got to say Kiddush again on what you called on the coast. Havdalah nami, afagav the mavdu b'tzlusa, mavdu akasa. Just like same thing Havdalah. You say Havdalah in Shmon Esrei, and you can say it again in what you called on the coast. Rashi, coast of the rosh, the tefilo the coast. You have to say both of them. Okay, if you forgot both of them, we'll see what that means. Hilchas amai, hamavdu b'tefilo tzorshi avdu akosa. Do you have to say both times, Shmon Esrei and Alakos, and Halacha is here, you have to say both of them. Okay, let's see what's here a little bit. Okay, first of all, the Halacha, that what's it called, if you didn't say Atachone, okay, in Shmon Esrei, when did you remember if you didn't say it? It's clear that if you finish Shmon Esrei, you don't say, you don't go back and down. Because you're Samech on the fact that you're going to have the Kos, okay? What happens if you didn't finish Shmon Esrei, but you remembered before you started Hashivenu Avinu Sarasecha? Before you started, what's it called? You didn't, what's after Cholin Hadas? Hashivenu Avinu Sarasecha, right. So you, what's it called? You didn't start Hashivenu, but you finished Cholin Hadas. So the Rabbeinu Elchanan holds, we have learned this before, that as long as you didn't start the next bracha, you go back. And you say Atachonin again, and you say Havdalah. That's what he holds. Tosfos, the Rosh, the Rabbeinu Yonah, all hold that as long as you finished Chonin Hadoas, even if you didn't start the next bracha, you don't go back anymore. If you remembered before you said Shem Hashem of that bracha, then you go back. But if you finish the bracha, you don't go back, you somech on Havdalah in the Kos. Now, there's another shita, the Tur and the Rambam say that you could say it in Shomei Tefillah. If you forgot Atachon Antanu, but you haven't yet said Shomei Tefillah, then you go, you say it in Shomei Tefillah, and you yotze there. And Tosfos, we had before, is Cholek. You can't say Havdalah in Shomei Tefillah, because it's not a Bakasha. You're not asking for anything. You're just mentioning that the Rabbanu Shalom Mavdalah in Kodesh L'chol. That's a Shevach. Shevach you don't say in Shomei Tefillah. Shomei Tefillah is for Bakashas, not for Shevach. Then the Eri says that if you forgot it in Atachonein, you could say it in Hodah, like Alanisa. Because there is a sheet that it says like Rav Elazar. We don't say like Rav Elazar lechatchila, but if you forgot it already, then say it where Rav Elazar says it. Say it in Modin. And he also says that if you didn't yet finish Shmoneh Esrei, you didn't take three steps back, or you didn't finish your Tachanunin, then you go back and say, go back to the beginning. It's only when you finish Shmoneh Esrei completely that you don't say Shmoneh Esrei again. But if you're still in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, so basically we have a few opinions. One is that if you finish Tachat Chonin, you finish. That's it. You don't say it anymore in Shmoneh Esrei. Another one is, if you finish Tachat Chonin, but you didn't start Hashiveinu Avinu, you also go back and say it. If you started Hashiveinu, forget it. Another opinion says, even if you started Hashiveinu, but you didn't say Shomea Tfila, say it in Shomea Tfila. Another opinion is, don't say it in Shomea Tfila, you can say it in Modin. Another opinion is, if you haven't said it, but you haven't yet taken three steps back, you have to say Shmoneh Esrei again. The halacha, as long as you said Chonin Hadoas, that's it. You forget Atachon Atano, you don't say it in Shomei Tzvila, you don't say it in Modim, you don't say it anywhere, and you say it Alakos, and you're finished.
You never have to say Shmoneh Esrei again.
What?
You don't have to say Shmoneh Esrei again.
No. That's halacha. The halacha is, if you forgot it, right, once you said Chonin Hadoas, there's nowhere else to say it, and you don't have to say Shmoneh Esrei again. Okay? What if you don't have a kos? You don't have a kos? So the Bahag says, if you don't have a kos, you're not going to be ma'avdil. Then you once a call, then you start to say Shmoneh Esrei again. If you forgot Atzer Chonin, and you don't have a kos, so you're not going to be able to say Havdol ala kos, okay? You're not going to be able to say Havdol again, then you have to say Shmoneh Esrei again. Now, there Rabbeinu Yonah, and that's the halach in the Shulchan Aruch, that's dafka if you're not going to have a kos on Sunday either. But if on Sunday you'll know you'll have a kos and you'll be able to say Havdalah on Sunday, right? Then what's it called? You don't have to say Shmoneh Esrei again. The Neila. If Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, okay? So you're not going to say Havdalah on what's it called Motzei Shabbos, but you know you will say Havdalah Motzei Tisha B'Av, then, and you forgot Atachonein Motzei Shabbos, you don't have to say Shmoneh Esrei again because you know you're going to eventually say it on the kos. But what's it called? But if you knew a Motzei Tisha B'Av, you won't have a kos, then it's like any other time that you won't have a kos, then you have to say Shmoneh Esrei again if you forgot Atzer Chonin. The Magen Avraham says, in this case, where you don't have a kos, you said Shmoneh Esrei, you forgot Atzer Chonin, you don't have a kos, even the next day, right? And you, what's it called, and you're going to have to say Shmoneh Esrei again. Then, if you remember, after Chonin Hadoas, but you still didn't say Shomea Tfila, there everybody holds to say it in Shomea Tfila. It's better to say it in Shomea Tfila than to have to say a whole Shmoneh Esrei again. So there, everybody holds that B'dieved, you can say it in Shomea Tfila. So that's a case where even though we don't say it in Shomea Tfila, but if you know that you forgot Atochan Antonu, and you know you don't have a kos, so if you continue Shmoneh Esrei to the end, you're going to have to start again, better to say it in Shomea Tfila than not to say it at all and have to say Shmoneh Esrei again. One more thing. If you didn't daven Maariv, Motzei Shabbos, so you didn't say Atzachon Antonu in Tefillah, because you didn't daven Bechlav. So now, the next day, you're going to have to, what's it called, daven a Tashlumin. So do you mention Havdalah or not? You already said it, Alakos. So the Radvaz says there's no Havdalah on Sunday, even in the Tashlumin, because you already said it, Alakos. They were never misakin a Havdalah in Tefillah that you're not saying Motzei Shabbos. That's what the Radvaz says. The Magen Avraham says you have to say it, but he doesn't say which Shmoneh Esrei. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says you say it in the first Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Because you still have to say Havdalah before you say your first davening. So the first davening, you say Havdalah, even though the first davening is for Sunday, but that's the first davening you're saying after Shabbos. So you have to say Havdalah in the first davening after Shabbos. Right? And the Tosa Shabbos says that you say it in the second, in the Tashlumin. Because that's the one you're saying in place of Motzei Shabbos. So even though it's not the first Shmoneh Esrei, you're davening after Shabbos, but it's the one that makes up for the one that you should have said Motzei Shabbos. So that's where you should say Havdalah. So Machlokas is where you say it. And the Prima Gadim also holds like that. You say it in the second Shmoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you made Havdalah Lakos and you didn't daven Maariv, then you shouldn't mention what's it called Havdalah at all on Sunday. But if you didn't say Havdalah Lakos, then you say it in the second Shmoneh Esrei, if you're mashlim Shmoneh Esrei. The same thing would go if you're not, no Hashlama. You stam didn't daven on purpose, Motzei Shabbos, there's no Hashlama. Then it'd be a machlokas whether you say Havdalah and Sunday in the Sunday davening, right? Because it's the first davening after Shabbos, or you don't say it. If you made Havdalah Lakolos, you don't say it at all.